Vayter in Shasr and Daf Chaf Aleph picking up Chaf Amud Beis on the bottom of the page by the two dots. Ibaylehu. As we're discussing about the Darm and the Davos, whether it can be brought in Yontif or not, we now want to know the following. L'divrei Amud Darm and Davos, in Kerem Yom Tov, according to those, it says you don't bring in Yontif. Avav Shachat Mal, let's say a person did, what would be the din? Rashi explains, Maushi Yizrik HaZadam, can you do Zrika HaZadam? We know that until you do Zrika HaZadam, one of the four things is necessary in order to actually eat something, it can be eaten. So can you go ahead and do the Zrika HaZadam, even though you weren't allowed to do this? Two answers. Rava Amar, Zorik HaZadam, Amanas Lahat Yabasa Bachila. The only time you're allowed to do it is if it's going to be mattering you to eat something. Rashi says, Klomer Ima Basar Kayam, Shetei Zugros, So Tzarech Yom Tov, if the bus is still there, and therefore it's going to be the Tzarech Yom Tov, Sheyochal Abasa Yom, Zorik, Vim Lavin Zorik. If yes, then you can do it, Zrika. If not, then you can't. Rava Barav Huna, Rava Huna says, Zorik HaZadam, Amanas Lahakter, Emurim La'erev. The only time you're allowed to do it is if it's going to allow you to go ahead and now do the Zrikas of the Emurim. There's certain parts of the animal that were burnt on the Mizbeach, and it was done after Yontif, so therefore you're allowed to do it if it's going to be able to go out and Mizark the Rimworm. If not, then no. My Benayah, what's the difference between the two? Ikebenayah, Nitma Basar, Osha Ofer. Let's say the Basar became Tame or got lost, so then Lerava Lozar, according to Ravu, said you can only do it if you're going to be able to eat the meat, so then you're not allowed to go and do the Zrika. Lerava Rav Huna, Zarek, he says you can, because we don't care about that, which we care about the Izzi Imurim. May Sevei Frek the Gemara on Rabba Bar Rav Huna that says you're allowed to go and zurek it, even though you're not allowed to be eating something over here, and you're only allowed to be doing the imurim, you're allowed to go and do it. Here we go. May Sevei Kivsei Atzeres Shachton Shlo L'shman. We know that brought on Shavuos are two keves, two lambs that are known as Kivsei Atzeres. If you shechted Shlo L'shman, oh, sheshachtam bein l'fnigz man and bein l'achas man. What does that mean, shalol l'shman? It means instead of doing it, l'shem shlomim, you did it as an ola, or sheshachtam bein l'fnigz man and bein l'achas man, or you did it before the zman, or after the zman. Hadam yizark v'basi yechel. You can go and you're allowed to go through the dam, you can spritz the dam, and you can eat the meat. We know from the first Mishnah in Zvachim that says that if you do something shalol l'shma, that it actually works, unless it's for chatas or Karban Pesach. Other than that, it's going to work, but you just have to, it doesn't work for whatever Karban you had to bring. You have to bring another one, but the first one does, it actually is, you did a good shchita, you did a good zrika, you have to bring another Karban of what you needed to bring. So, Adam Yizark, Babatsa Yachel, V'mayisah Shabbos, let's say it's Shabbos though, meaning, if you shecht on Shabbos, lo yizrok, you can't throw the dam. You're not allowed to. As Rashi explains, v'em oyse Shabbos, lo yizrok, tari aser levashel v'litzlos hayom v'lo yocham en abasa. You're not allowed to cook or roast on that day. Therefore, no, you can't throw it. V'im zark, what happened to a person when they broke the law? And then when they did spritz the dam, beep, chafalef, hurtza. So then we go out and we accept it. Al minas lahakdir imurim la'erf. On condition that you go out and you now burn the imurim, the leftover stuff that has to be put on the mizbeach, like the fats in different parts of the body that's not eaten, not given to the kohen, that has to be burnt on the mizbeach. Rashi says, "Klomer v'yaktir imurim la'erf v'lo yaktir mayom." It can't be done right now, but you got to do it that nacht. Im Zarak, let's say he went ahead. So what does that tell you? Im Zarak, if he did it, the Evid in, which means you're allowed to do it, but the Evid. L'chatchila lo, but not l'chatchila. Sorry about that little ring-a-ding-ding-ding. Im Zarak, the Evid, the ocean of Im Zarak, if he did it, means but the Evid, it works. But l'chatchila lo, it doesn't. A bitch, shalom l'rava, it works, makes sense according to Rava, who says you're only allowed to do the Zrika if you can actually eat the meat. And l'rava barav huna, kasha. According to him, even if you're not going to eat the flesh, you should still be allowed to do it. So why is it only be the Eved? It's like, well, Kasha. Good point. Good question. But, okay, whenever you have Kasha, it doesn't mean knock it off. It's just a good question. V'ibayisema, another way you can answer it is, Shaini Shvus Shabbos Mishvus Yom Tov. Don't bring me a raya and ask me a kasha from Shvus Shabbos to Shvus Yom Tov. And Shvus Yom Tov, which means the throwing of the dam, okay, that you could do. But Shvus Shabbos, you're not allowed to go and do. Rashi explains the Chinese Shavuos Shabbos. Chmir Chachamim b'divrayim b'Shabbos mi b'Yom Tov. The more macher when it comes to Shabbos than on Yontif, but Rabbi Rav Huna would allow you to do it on Yontif, but not to do it on Shabbos. Bol minei Rav Avya Saba mi Rav Huna. Frek the kasha. Behema or shayla. Behema chetzis shanachiv chetzis sheisol. It's even animals that belongs half to a guy and half to a yid. Mal the Shechter b'Yomtov. Can you go and Shechter on Yontif or not? Amalei mutter. He said back, Rav Huna, it's mutter to do it. Amalei says back to him, Chima bein zel in the Darman of Davos. Why is this any difference in the Darman of Davos? Which you know that you're not allowed to do, and you know why you're not allowed to do. Rashi explains fascinatingly. Shechetzin lov, chetzin legavah. Half is for you and half is for gavah. Va'asa l'shochtan mipnei chilek gavah. And you're outside the Shechter because of the chilek that goes to gavah, that goes to the Rabbanu Shaloylam. So what's the difference? Amalei orva parach. He goes, look, a bird. Rashi says that orva parach lamayla. Look, there's a bird going. He sealed the racher. He like distracted him. He said, just talk about something else. Kinafik when Ravia left, Amalei says to Amalei Rabbi's son said, Lav hainu Rav Avia Saba the mishtabachli mar begafe. Don't you praise this guy? Don't you say he's great? And Rashi says, V'lama dechisu v'halachlo bechlima. Why did you like totally throw him off and like leave him in disgrace? The Gavar Rabbi, you say that he's a great, great person. So what's going on? Amalei says, well, ma'avidle. Because what do you want me to do for the guy? He says, ani hayom, today I gave, let me tell you about myself a little bit. Rashi explains, well, first I'll read it. Ani hayom, samchuni ba shishos, rapiduni b'tapuchim. It's a pasuk from Shira Shirim, which means sustain me with cakes and give apples. He asked me something that needs like real thought process. Rashi explains, what does that mean? What do you want from me today? He said that I just gave a shir. Yom Tovu, v'darashti l'rabim, v'chalisi mitorach hadrasha. I'm weak from like such a drasha, and now I'm singing myself. You got to give me food. The boy time he has something of a torach and ilahari l'ayin, but I have to really look into it, and I couldn't do it right now. The time am I? Yeah. Now Taka the Gemara wants to know what pshat. What is a pshat then? Behema chetzu shanachi v'chetzu shayisrael. Says Gemara, when it comes to the animal, which is half guy, half Jew, mutter l'shach to miyotov, mutter to do, the efshel l'kazai is possible l'shchita. Because if I want to have, as a Jew, I'm half the owner and I'm the Jew, and I want to have a little bit of meat, I have to shech the entire thing just for kazayas. And therefore, I'm allowed to go and shech it in order to have it. Avon the darm and the davos, also l'shach to miyotov. That would be also l'shach to miyotov. Why? The kohanim ki kazachu, b'shulchan gavoh kazachu. When the kohanim, they get, when they're zoche from getting from this carbon, they're actually getting from Hashem's table, so to speak. Rashi says, v'chaz b'shok, they get the chaz and the shok, the breast and the shok, the thigh. V'hu adin l'baylam, and the owners, b'shar abas, they get the rest of it. Ke'evin anotol pras mi beis rabo. Nim says, kol ashkit l'shem gavoh. Really, all of it is for gavoh. It's all for Hashem, and this everyone gets from him, from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And therefore, you're not allowed to go and do it at all, but over here, when it's chetzi-chetzi, you are allowed to do it. Vaita. Now the Gemara goes back into this idea. Amar of Chista. Behem echetzi shal nachi v'chetzi yisrael. It's half-half. Jew, goy. Mutter l'shachta b'yontov v'yilad l'shachta yontov. D'yev shal l'kazayis possible l'shchita. Because you can't have kazayis without shchita. Isa. What about dough? Chetzi shal nachi v'chetzi yisrael. If dough is half Jews, half goys, are you allowed to be ofer ma'afir on yontov? Answer is also l'fosu b'yontov. You're not allowed. Why? Da efshal l'mifliga. But Lisha, you could just split it up by Lisha during the process of kneading, just split it in half and take the part that's yours. So therefore, you can't be cooking his part. Really, you're telling me that if it's owned jointly with something else, that and you can, in theory, just split it, they're not going to go and just cook it there? So let's take a look. We have a bit of a problem here from a Mishnah in Chala. Isas klavim, the dough for dogs. Now, what is this dough for dogs? This dough for dogs is something which can be eaten by a person and by an animal, depending on the recipe. Sometimes they would take flour and mix with the flour bran, which is something which if there's a little bit a person can eat. If there's too much, then they're not going to be able to eat it. So, Isis klavim is mancha roin ochlim men at the time when they do eat from it. So then, in such a case, chayev es bechala, it's chayev to go bring chala. Rashi says because it's called lechem. You're allowed to make an eruv chatzeru. So you have a bunch of houses in one chatzer. You're allowed to go ahead and make an eruv in order to go to carry. In other words, this is a type of bread that you're allowed to use. Umushtatvim vo. You're allowed to make a shtufim of vos. This is very exciting. All the people have learned the eruvin and Shabbos. You've seen this stuff. Shtufim of vos is if you have a bunch of chatzeros that open up into a mavo, you're allowed to make a party with all of them together. You could use that bread in order to make the shtufa to join them all together. You can make a brachani, you make a motzi lechem in aretz, and mezamalei, you're allowed to do zimun with it. You have three people that eat together that had that, and you're allowed to go and cook it on yontif because She says Mishum Chilek Haroim because of the Chilek of the Roim. Interesting. Father Mitzvah Chavas of Pesach Chavas can use it on Pesach. Rashi explains what does that mean? You can have it on Pesach. Lele Rishon So Pesach Shom Mitzvah Lechol Matzah. Mitzvah Matzah. Duchsev Be'erev Tochlu Matzahs Ushar Yomim Imrat. So the rest of the days, if you want, Imratzah Lechol Shar Devarim Below Lechem Arshus Biyado. You don't have to have the bread, but the first night you have the chiyav to do it. Now, one of the things we just said over there, though, is that you're allowed to go ahead and you're allowed to be v'nefes b'yomtov. You can bake an yomtov. Amai, why are you allowed to do it? Part of it's for the dogs. Woof. So why are you allowed to do it? V'af shalei l'mifleg b'lisha. You can split it up by lisha, like you do. We talk about with a goyim with a Jew. That's a gemara. Here's the answer. Shiny is his club, and that's different. Hoyil v'efshar l'faisam b'nevela. Since it's possible that you would have given them what to eat by a nevela, by a dead animal, therefore what would happen? All of the dough would be used for people. And since that's the case, therefore we say right now you're allowed to do it as well. Otherwise known as the principle of hoyil. In fact, the gemara, me islay the Rav Chista hoyil. Does Rav Chista hold of hoyil? Zil of Hoyl? What do you mean? V'ha'itmar, when do we know it's said? Oh, for me, Yom Tov L'chol. Someone goes ahead and bakes on Yom Tov for Chol. Rashi says, after he already ate, he goes and he bakes bread. Certainly, this is for Chol. What happens? Rav Chista, that's one we just spoke about. Amar Loki, he says, you got to get to Malchus for doing such a thing. Rav Avmar, Rav says, ain't a Loki, he doesn't get Malchus. You know why? Chista Amar Loki, lo minin Hoyl. Umikle le, orchim chazele. I'm sorry. Since if there were to be guests that were to show up today, this would be fit for them. Therefore, right now, it's chazi also. It's roi. It's fit to be able to do such a thing. Rabba Amar ain't a loki because I'm reading hol. We do say hol. So Rav Chista doesn't hold of it, and Rabba does hold of it. So what's pshat? Clearly, there's not of hol. So why are you saying you're allowed to do the dough? And because maybe you're going to have a nevela, and then you're going to be able to have all the dough for you. And this is the Gemara in the Chinami. Ella lo tema hoel ve'efshar. Ella kigon de islay nevela. Devade efshar lefaisim nevela. Don't read it to say hoel ve'efshar, since it could be that they'll have nevela. Ella kigon de islay nevela. Hitaka does have nevela there. Right? The devade efshar lefaisim nevela. Certainly you can go given that. Therefore, all of it can be actually for the Yid himself, for the person, and therefore you're allowed to go ahead and bake it. They asked the following question of Funa. Hani b'nei baga. These people, b'nei baga, Rashi says, are Jews that live in villages, villagers. That falls upon them that they have to take care of the soldiers passing through. Rashi says, you have to cook for the soldiers. Can they go and cook for them on Yontif? Amar lehu, so Funa says back, chazina. Let's see. We have to see. If you're able to go give to your kids and they're not going to be makbid, that means everything that they're cooking is good for their kids also, Vashari, and therefore it's going to be mutter to do such a thing. Rashi says that upalag Rav Huna Rav Chista, right? Because the Amr Chetzel Shel Nachi V'Chetzel Shel Yisrael also La Fosa. What here is saying if it's half and half, because also the kid be getting it, that it's going to be mutter. He laughed, but if they don't let them have it, then we got to put ourselves a problem, and us, it would be us to go and do it. Iva Tanya, we learned on a Braisa, seemingly not like this. Something that could be like 50-50, and yet we don't allow it. Vatanya, Maisa B'Shimon HaTimani. The story of B'Shimon HaTimani. Shelo ba emesh to Beis HaMedrash. She didn't come to the Beis HaMedrash. Rashi says he was from a place called Timnas. And he was talking about being Arbaim Shel Yom Tov. He didn't come to the Beis HaMedrash. B'Shachas, Motsa Rehudu Ben Bavo. He came and he said to him, Amelo, Mepne Ma Lo. Basa Emesh Lebesa Medrash. Why didn't you come to the Beis Medrash yesterday? So Amalo, he says back to him, Baleshes Bali Reinu. There was Rashi, says, Achaya Gadol Shel Gedudei Nachim. There was a major, like, general that was here. He was coming over here to come and steal from everybody. Well, Big Shalachtov is Kola Ir. They wanted to go and, just take all the cash. We shechted for them an animal and we gave them to eat. Then we sent them on their merry way. They were happy with the food. Amar lo, so he says back to him, Tamei ani em lo yotza scharsem behafseidchem. I wonder if you lost your schar if what you lost is more than what you gained, like yotza schar behafseida. Rashi says, from that what you gained by having your money, but you end up losing from doing an avera of cooking when you shouldn't have done it. It's chulyantav. Shari Amr, the Torah says, you can cook only for yourself and not for over the kuchavim. Now comes the kasha. V'amai, according to Rav Huna, what's the problem? They could they would have been able to eat from it also. Rashi says they wouldn't have been makbid because it was from their food that they were cooking, the Jews themselves. So what would be the issue in the first place? What was Rav Huna and Bava coming along and saying that it's an isser? Rav Yosef, eagle treifa havoi. We're dealing with an eagle that was a treifa, and therefore they weren't eating from it all, and they were just doing it for the guy. I have a chazi leklovim, but it was good for klovim. Rashi says, nothing that I'm going to focus on right now. V'chazi leklovim, this is something which could be done for dogs, for the animals. Right, and this is, as we're going to see in a minute, under the assumption that what? The Alada, go ahead and prepare for your animals. That's the Gemara, Tanayi. It's a Machlokas Tanayi. One says you can, one says you can't. And he's of the opinion that you can't. And let's see the Machlokas Tanayim. The Tanya. Acha sher ye'ochel l'chol nefesh hu levado yaseh lechem. This is the pasuk of Ochel Nefesh. Mimashish number l'chol nefesh, from the fact that it says for any nefesh, shomei ani afilu nefesh behima b'mashra, even an animal. Kin shenemar, we know that animal is also called a nefesh, shomakin nefesh behima shalmenu. Tamad lomer lechem, therefore the pasuk comes to say lechem, which means only for you can it be done. Beep, turn the page chafal from the base. Lechem v'lo leklubim, for you and not for your dogs. Devar v'yosek li, those are the words of v'yosek li. Rav Omer, afilu nefesh behima b'mashma, even for your animal. Imkem atam alom lechem. Why does it say lechem? Lechem v'lo lovet gechavim, for you and not for goyim. In fact, Gemara Ma'ira Yisa L'Rabbis is a club melhotzis lovet gechavim. Hanir lechem means including dogs and getting rid of, not including goyim. Ma'ar ben Yisa klavim. The reason why we include klavim is shem ezon v'sam alecha. We have the chiyuv and obligation to go ahead and support them. Umotzin Yisa ovet gechavim she'en mezon v'san alecha. You don't have the chiyuv to do such a thing. So if you do above his old kasha, was saying, hey, it was a trefa, and he's of the opinion that you're not allowed to go and prepare for your animals. Frek the Gemara, and the last point that we just brought up here now, say, Amar le Abai Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef, leave the Amar lechem v'lo leklovim. According to him, it says that it's only for you, you're only allowed to cook for yourself and not for dogs. Hani sufle lechivasa, which Rashi explains are garine tamarim, deep pits. Why is it hechi shadin and lubi yomtov? Why are we allowed to go and throw them on yomtov? Why could we throw it lahu to these animals, the dogs, or animals? Why are we allowed to throw it on manyantif? Isn't there an issue over here? Isn't there a problem? Rashi says, "Kivin dal adam lachazi lemeichel behema lo mystery asir betiltot should be muksa." Amalu, he says back to him, "Hol v'chazul asaka, since it can be used in order to go and burn, therefore it's not considered muksa. We could use it as fuel." Says the Gemara, still we're not giving up. Tenech bia beshta. I understand when you're dealing with dry ones because those are used for firewood, right? They could be used for fuel. But tifta, ma'iklimer, what about the ones that are moist, which you're clearly not going to be using under for fuel? What are you going to say to that? Amale says to him, chazul hesagadol. It's good for a big fire, right? Even if something which is moist, you're going to throw a big fire, it's going to get eaten up pretty quick. Tenech bia yantav. I understand what you're talking about when you say this is talking about yantav, where you could be used for that, therefore it's not muksa. But b'shabbos ma'iklimer, what about on Shabbos? Which you're not going to be burning anything on Shabbos, so how are you going to go ahead and say you're allowed to even take this? Why? What can you use it for? This is a Gemara. Metatalina lu agav rifta. You're talking right. It is muksa, so you can't take it straight up. But rather, metatalina lu agav rifta, we do it through using a piece of bread. Kiddushmul like Shmuel, the Amar Shmuel, osa adam kol tsargo bepas. Through the bread, if it's on the bread, or you put it on the bread after you take a bite of something and you put it on the bread itself, then you let it go and you let it move it through moving the bread itself. Rashi says, Osa adam kol tzarcha b'pas, amatalta yidei apats, v'lucha shin lebizayon da'ochlin. This is not considered a bizayon. This isn't a disgrace and a disrespect of food. Now we're going to go back just a little bit to the discussion of when we know that the soldiers were coming over there and they said, are you allowed to cook for this whole soldier? And they said, if you go ahead and you give it, if you're able to give to your kid as well. That's when Rav Huna said you're allowed to go ahead and you're allowed to cook for the soldiers, you're allowed to bake for them, as long as you can eat it also. But now we have a bit of an argument there. Rashi says, "Upliga de Rav Yeshua ben Levi, had de Rav Huna de la'el damar ikia vinen riftal yanuka, then it's okay. Damar, upliga de Rav Yeshua ben Levi, damar Rav Yeshua ben Levi, mizamnenes anachri b'shabbos. You can even invite a guy to come on Shabbos. Ve'ein mizamnenes anachri b'yontov, but you can't bring him, you can't invite him on Yontif. We can have this guy on Shabbos, Amazamas and Nachab Yomtov, but not on Yontif. Gezer Shami Yarba Bishvilo, we're maybe going to go ahead and add cooking for him. Shabbos, I'm not worried about because you don't cook, but Yontif, maybe going to start cooking just for him. According to Rav Huna, though, that shouldn't have been a problem because if it's your food, just like with the soldiers, if you cooked for them and you're allowed to eat from it, or like that the intense soldier that showed up and the gave to him, and even though they themselves could have from it, because we're not worried that they're going to allow you to eat from your own food. Rav Huna would say this is nishkan apram, to do even a thing just for him, because you yourself can and probably will come to eat from it. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar, he says, afilu b'Shabbos nami lo, you can't even invite them on Shabbos also. Why? Mishum shiri kosos, because the stuff left over in their cup. Rashi says, shel yayin shesharim behem pito, they would have a cup and they have wine and they would dip their bread into the wine. And with Taltan and Shabbos asinu kos, and then the Shabbos would come along, the yid, who was the waiter there, would go ahead and you would pick it up and remove it. But this now is muksa. Says Gemara, yachi nami didan nami, our stuff is also muksa. Why should you be able to move that? Why? Rashi says, "Halo chazi de meise." It's muksa machmas mius. They already ate from it. That's disgusting. Who's going to touch it? Didan chazi tanigom. No, we can use our leftovers for chickens. Chickens will go and they'll have it. So therefore, it's not muksa. Well, did who nami chazi tanigom? What about the guys? They're also used for chicken. So what's the problem? It shouldn't be muksa. No, did who isuri hanad din who? There's his aser b'hana. You can't have a leftover guy's food. That's aser b'hana. Says Gemara, "Utaltalinu agav kasa." Understand what's the problem over here? Just go ahead and move it through. You're moving the cup itself. The cup isn't. By the way, just 1 second earlier. So the two isar hananinu, the aser b'hana, and that's pshat. Why you say that's aser to have them even on Shabbos, because that stuff is going to cause them to have the stuff muksa and you're going to come to move it. So now Gemara says, "Utaltalinu agav kasa." Why can't you move it through moving the cup itself? And the cup is in muksa, and therefore you can move it with it. Milo Amar Rava, doesn't Rava say, Matatalina Kanuna Agav Kitme? They were allowed to go and you're allowed to move a whole, it was a kli, Rashi says. A kanuna is a kli, Shemesimen Boa Gechalim. They would put Gechalim coals in over there, and you can go move it. Afagav, the Ika, even though that there's Ale, Shiver Eitzim, this broken piece of wood on it. Rashi says, what was this used for? The kitme is shenet tzrichim la'ofra v'huchan me'er of Shabbos l'chassos roko tzoah. That spit or tzoah that was there, and they needed certain ashes or dirt to be able to cover it over, and they set it aside beforehand. And even though there's maybe broken pieces of wood on it, Rashi says, d'lo chazi matatuluhu im kenuna. It's not chazi, you can still move it through it. So why can't we move even the stuff that the guy finished with his drink, with his dip, by moving the cup itself? It says, no, don't compare. Hasam lavi sura naninu. Those, the pieces of wood over there, it's not aser b'hana, but this is aser b'hana, and therefore it says muksa tve, it's more muksa. In fact, the Gemara, but anyway, you can find a way that you can come to move it. Amar lei Rav Achmi difti l'ravina. V'levi k'graf shel rei, let it be like a graph of rei. A graph shel rei literally means a kli, which is used in order to use the bathroom in. And even though that's something that's muksa, you can go and you can move it because it's shasty, make it nasty. So you can let it be like this graph shel rei, it's just nasty, it's just left over. Why can't we move it through that? Amar lei says back to him, elchi nami of a graf shel rei, you can move it. V'chi osen graf shel rei lechetchila, but you're allowed to do it lechetchila by inviting the guy there, and then the guy going and drinking and leaving over, and then having us to be able to move it, and then it's mutter. You can't put yourself in such a circumstance. If it happens to be, you can fix it up, but you can't put yourself in that matzav. Ad berei Rava l'mashmul v'darash. Rava and Rashmul, they went to chill together, walking along, and they were darshening. Mizaminis hanachar b'Shabbos, ve'im mizaminis hanachar b'yontov. You can invite a guy on Shabbos, but not on Yontov, because gezeres shami yarbis v'ilo, maybe you can have a marva for him. Mereimar marzutik havi mikle lehu nachar b'yontov. If it would happen that there was a guy that would show up, Amalei, they would say to him, if you're okay with that which we set up for ourselves, and mutav, then that's okay, you can join us. V'ilo, but if you're not okay with it, then tirchi yisera, daita didach lo tachinan, we're not doing anything more for you. Zok the next Heilig Mishnah. Beshami Omrim, Beshami come and they say, Lo Yachim Adam Chamun, the rag of a person can't go and heat up water for his feet. Rashi says to wash your feet. Ochol Nefesh Hitar Kosov. And not to be lighting something Bishvil Rechitza. Ella im kain ruin l'shtia, unless you're able to go and drink the water. Ubeisilam Matir, and Beisilam de Matir, they said they're good with it. No problem, even for things that are not that. Even not for eating. And then the Mishnah ends off with a vague statement. Osa Oda Medura, Mischa Mekenegad, a person can make a Medura. Rashi says, Hesegado, a big fire. Medura, Medura. A big, like a fire wheel in Eretz Yisrael, for those who like to make Lag BaOmer, Medura it's called. So who said that statement? In fact, the Gemara, Ibailu, Hai Medura, Man, Katani, who's the one who says that? Divrei HaKoli, is it everyone? Even Beishamai's maskim? Vishani Lu Beishamai, Bein Hanos, Kol Gufo, Lanos, Aver, Echad. Maybe Beishamai makes a difference between whether it's your entire body or one Aver. If it's one Aver, you can't, but the entire body, Rashi says, Damyo La Ochel Nefesh, maybe it's considered like Ochel Nefesh. Aldema Beishila, Katani, it's only Beishila, but Beishamai, Lo Shani, but Beishamai don't allow this. Tashima, let's see, straightforward, Beishamai, Lo yas hada medura v'ischai mekenegda. Person is not letting him medura and heat themselves by it. Beisilah matir, and Beisilah says you are. So clearly, this is only lefi beis hillel. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here by the next Mishnah. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.